Solar energy produces about 14% of Massachusetts' electricity. It's enough to power about 500,000 homes, and solar is growing rapidly, helping the Commonwealth meet its clean energy goals. But when it comes to energy generation, there's no free lunch. Thousands of acres of Massachusetts forest and farmland have been turned into ground-mounted solar arrays. But, as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports now, cutting-edge technology and Yankee ingenuity are about to make it possible to harvest both sunlight and crops on the same land.
A distant horn from the Grafton and Upton Railroad echoes off the rolling hills in the Blackstone Valley. Five generations ago, Paul Knowlton's family began farming here.
Great-great-grandfather started in here in 1872, and we've been here ever since.
Knowlton owns 300 rolling acres in Grafton and farms about 50. A gravel road past the family cemetery leads up to a field with pumpkin and squash vines and bare corn stalks still standing.
This is this year's crop, yeah. We haven't even gotten to cleaning this up and plowing under yet.
How was this year's crop?
It was okay considering the drought situation. We did fair. We did fair.
Fickle weather and fluctuating prices make farming a risky business. So 5 years ago, Paul Knowlton put in a new cash crop, solar energy. He turned 19 acres into two solar energy fields.
Doing this solar was very, very beneficial because in the wintertime, there is no revenue for a farm. It's a tough game.
Knowlton's 18,000 solar panels put out enough clean, renewable energy to power nearly 1,200 homes.
Producing clean energy, there was no downside in my mind. It was a go.
Now Paul Knowlton wants to up his production of solar power on his farm, expanding it to another 14 acres, but this time using a different technology. Ian Ward, a solar expert and land planner, says it's called agrivoltaic, or dual-use solar.
Dual-use is brand new. We're changing the paradigm on how solar interacts with the land.
Ward helped develop the plan for the new solar arrays on the Knowlton farm. He says the panels will be built at least 8 feet off the ground, allowing machines to operate and plants to grow underneath. Pioneering ag in New England.
No one has really done dual use like we're doing it here in Massachusetts. We're really setting a benchmark for the rest of the country to follow.
How could that be? I mean, we're not Iowa, we're not Wisconsin, we're not Nebraska. How could it be Massachusetts?
Because Massachusetts is at the cutting edge of renewable policy since the start.
12 years ago, the state was one of the first to set goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And 2 years ago, Massachusetts instituted the SMART program, a subsidy to expand conventional solar and jumpstart dual use. Drew Pearson is head of sustainability with Blue Wave Solar, the Boston-based company that's building the new arrays on the Knowlton farm.
That subsidy is key to unlocking all of the innovation on both sides of the solar and agricultural equation that's needed to make this business model work.
This is an experimental approach.
Heidi Ricci is policy director with Mass Audubon, which supports rapid solar development but is critical of where panels have been placed. In a recent study, the organization found that 6,000 acres of Massachusetts farmland and forests have been lost to conventional solar development, and that meeting the state's renewable energy targets could require clearing an additional 150,000 acres. Ricci says there are better places to put solar panels, the roofs of parking lots and shopping malls. She's cautious and curious about the experimental dual-use solar farm technology.
It's a good idea to try it, to pilot it, to study it, and then to potentially ramp it up when we know that the methods are successful.
Until a decade ago, there was little research into growing crops under solar panels. Then scientists at UMass Amherst began investigating which crops might thrive in the shade and which wouldn't. Gerald Polano is an alternative energy specialist with Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources.
Ones that have a hard time working well, watermelon, eggplant, certain varieties of peppers, corn, really do require a high percentage of sunlight. So we're not certain any of those will be successful.
Many leafy vegetables grow well in the shade. Lettuce, spinach, kale, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. The solar panels that will be installed on the Knowlton farm aren't conventional. They're an innovative translucent design, says developer Drew Pearson.
bifacial panels capture the sunlight that is reflected back off the ground, so they're more efficient. And when you raise them high up off the ground, you can maximize the amount of reflected sunlight that they absorb.
UMass and state researchers will be closely monitoring the first use of dual solar here, as more farms are approved for subsidies. Massachusetts alternative energy specialist Gerald Polano.
So we're looking at starting up 18, 19 projects, we hope, through the winter into next spring and ready for the upcoming farm season.
Among the planned projects, solar panels over cranberry bogs, harvesting the sun's energy and the state's number one ag product. Again, Drew Pearson with developer Blue Wave Solar.
This truly is going to be the future, agriculture and solar together, because it just makes sense.
We're going to build it. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Grafton farmer Paul Knowlton has 9 children. He wants the farm to stay in the family.
I have 2 that are interested, and we're going to keep it for the next generation to enjoy.
Construction on Knowlton Farm, the state's first dual-use solar ag system, is scheduled to begin later this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.